The Boston Bruins are now riding a 7-game winning streak after a 3-2 overtime shootout victory against the Las Vegas Knights in Nevada. Jake DeBrusk continues his hot streak as well. He now has scored in 5 straight games, including a nifty spinorama wrister to get the Bruins on the board first last night. Brad Marchand also tallied for Boston, his 24th of the season, but ex-Bruin Riley Smith got one for Vegas. Nate Schmidt did as well, so to overtime it went. Then into the shootout, which went through 6 rounds before David Backes scored the game winner for Boston, beating Marc-Andre Fleury with a low wrist shot glove side. The Bruins have won 4 of their first 5 games during this West Coast road swing to keep the winning streak alive. They've not lost in regulation since a setback against the New York Rangers January 19th, and they've increased their lead over Toronto for 2nd place in the Atlantic Division to 2 full games. But general manager Don Sweeney is trying to improve the team for a playoff push, and to that end, he made a trade yesterday, sending Ryan Donato and a 5th-round draft pick to the Minnesota Wild for center Charlie Coyle, a 26-year-old Massachusetts native. Like the now-traded Donato, Coyle had a sensational rookie year, but he's seen his point totals decrease since. He has 10 goals and 18 assists for the Wild this season, but there's a lot of potential here. Coyle has good size and speed and can play wing as well as center. The team is still awaiting news on how long their leading goal scorer David Pastrnak will be out following surgery to repair a tendon in his thumb, so Coyle could be some good insurance. Donato, though, he might be missed down the road. He's got speed, skill, and a wicked wrist shot, so Sweeney better hope Coyle becomes a strong contributor for the rest of the regular season and into the playoffs. The Bruins now in a good position to make it there. To men's college hoops, and the St. Michael's Purple Knights came within 1 missed shot of making a remarkable comeback against regionally ranked Bentley College in a matchup of Northeast 10 conference foes at the Ross Sports Center in Colchester last night. Down by 17 points at halftime, the Purple Knights roared back and pulled to within 3 with just seconds left, but their potential attempt from beyond the arc was off the mark, and Bentley escaped with a 77-74 win. Senior Levi Holmes scored a game-high 35 points, 20 of those coming in the second half. Jordan Guzman added 15 in the losing effort, but a great effort it was against a Falcons team that's number 6 in the NCAA Division II East Region rankings. The St. Michael's women also fell to their Bentley counterparts 71-59, despite a game-best 17 points from Emily Ferrari. Elsewhere in women's college hoops, the UVM Catamounts topped the Retrievers of UMBC 58-50 at Patrick Gym last night in Burlington, or yesterday afternoon, actually. Hannah Krimble led the way 18 points, and UVM has now evened its record for America East Conference play to 7-7, their best mark in 9 years against in-conference opponents. Candace Wright and Rose Caverly also reached double figures for UVM, 12 points apiece. In men's college hockey, the Plattsburgh State Cardinals killed off all 6 power plays that went to the College of Brockport and went on to win 3-1 in the first round of the Division III Suniac tournament yesterday. Senior forward Cole Stallard had the eventual game winner for Plattsburgh State, breaking a 1-1 tie in the 3rd period.